when you think ice cream, quality ice cream with a bunch of flavors, you think Ben and Jerry's. We've got Jerry on the phone right now. Hi, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was almost going to say good morning.
But no, well, it's well into the
feels
afternoon.
Feels like morning, though, doesn't it?
What time do you get up, Jerry? Crack of noon?
I try not to really disturb my sleep too much. I really like to sleep in.
Correct is something. Haney and I were talking about it just before we went on the air, and he said it was about the CEO of the company. Wasn't there a big campaign to find a new CEO or something for the company a few years back?
Yes, we had an essay contest. Writing in 100 words or less. The contest is called Yo, I'm Your CEO. You write in 100 words or less why you should be the CEO for Ben & Jerry's. And we actually got about 20,000 entrants. It turns out most people were interested in second prize, which was free ice cream for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you go to the grocery store and you get some Ben & Jerry's, or you go to the ice cream shop and you get some Ben & Jerry's, it tastes different. It tastes better than some of the other ice creams that you have. What is it about your ice cream that makes it so good?
Well,
because there's just basic ingredients in ice cream, correct?
It's pretty basic. I mean, if you put in good ingredients, you're going to get good ice cream. You know, the difference for Ben & Jerry's is it's all natural ingredients. There's more cream, so it's richer, and also there's less air, so it's really dense.
I think that might be the thing, the amount of air that goes into ice cream.
Yeah, you know, you can pick up a container and, you know, some of the stuff, it feels like it's going to float right away. And, you know, Ben & Jerry's is the really heavy stuff.
By the way, where is Ben?
Ben, he's like 20 yards down the hall from me.
Because you guys were supposed to be on together, and apparently my producer said Ben refused to come on.
That doesn't really sound
You guys
like
aren't
that.
Fighting, are you?
No, actually, you know, Ben and I grew up together.
I know you did.
And we actually live closer now than we did when we were growing up.
I was looking as you were growing up, and it seems like at every milestone in your life, Ben shows up somewhere.
He's a good guy to have show up.
And you wanted to be a doctor when you were younger, and they turned you down twice?
They really had something on their minds, didn't they?
Tell me about wanting to become a doctor.
Well, you know, I went to college and I was pre-med, and I applied to medical schools. I applied to about 20 schools, got rejected from all of them. Then I took a job as a lab technician in a biochemistry research lab so that I could fortify my resume to reapply, and I reapplied again to about 20 schools, and I got rejected again.
And then you decided, why not the ice cream business?
Yeah, well, you know, and Ben at the time, I had always stayed in touch with Ben. Ben was trying to become a potter, and nobody was buying his pottery. And, you know, we were failing at all these things we were trying to do. And we finally said, why don't we get together, do something that's going to be fun, be our own bosses. And since we always like to eat quite a bit, we thought we'd do something with food. And we just picked ice cream.
You guys have always been fat, haven't you?
We're not skinny marinks, I believe, we're on the chunky side. We still maintain the human form, however.
I think that your bio explains that. That's a matter of fact how you met Ben, when you had to run laps in the school gymnasium. You two were the last ones.
We were the two slowest, fattest kids in the class. But, you know, there is a saying in the ice cream business, never trust a skinny ice cream man.
And, it shows in the product.
Absolutely.
You guys know what you're doing.
Now,
What are some of the different ideas that you brought to the corporate world? I know there's a bunch of them.
Well, what, you know, we started out with the idea of just being this homemade ice cream parlor, being, you know, sort of a store on the corner where people could hang out. And then we first decided that we wanted to be a community-owned company, so that when we had our first stock offering, it was just in the state of Vermont. We wanted to sell stock to the people who had been supporting the company all along. And we had a very low minimum purchase of $126, so that people of any economic stratosphere could fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after that, we started the Ben & Jerry's Foundation, that the company donates 7.5% of our pre-tax profits to. And as soon as we set up the foundation, we started getting swamped with these grant requests from really worthwhile groups. And we realized that we could never find enough money to really fund all these groups, and that the real power of business was not in what percentage of profits you could give away, but really in how you ran your day-to-day business. And that was when we started to try to integrate into the normal business activities, which would be, you know, sourcing ingredients or marketing or whatever. We tried to integrate a concern for the community into those day-to-day business activities.
Now, Ben and Jerry's, I mean, you guys even recently have had your ups and downs with a profit coming into the company. And I even think I saw something, CNN, I think it was, where you guys are selling more ice cream now than you ever have before, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going out like mad.
Yeah, you know, we have had our ups and downs. We've always tried to run the company with a long-term view. You know, our feeling is that so many businesses in this country try to run their businesses on a quarter-to-quarter profit basis, and that really doesn't help you in the long term.
Tell me about the part of running your company, the first name basis that you guys run your company with. I mean, one of your contacts called our office, and he told me his first name, and I asked for a last name, and he said, no, not around here. We're all first name basis.
Oh, I don't know if that's an official policy. You know, we tend to be a pretty informal place, and Ben and I always wanted the company to be more of a, you know, sort of how a person on the street would run a business. We don't have any, you know, business background. Ben and I learned how to make ice cream from a correspondence course. And I think people aren't really that excited about dealing with nameless, faceless corporations that have all these policies and essentially don't care about people. They just want to make as much money as they can. And we wanted to have a company that really cared about people's needs.
And you also want to make a company where the employees enjoy coming to work, too. I mean, you strive at that to make your work atmosphere a pretty enjoyable place.
Well, they get 3 pints a day. I mean, what could be better?
So is that the way it works, 3 pints a day?
3 pints a day, plus we also have free membership at health clubs.
Wow.
I think it's a real balancing act.
I think that's great. So you're telling me if I worked for you and I came to the ice cream plant and we were working and I finished up my day at 5 o'clock, I could go and grab a couple of pints to take home?
3 every day. You know what? I think what we find is that in the beginning, people are all taking their 3 pints a day. You know, they're really excited. Then they get a little tired of it. Then they have to start bringing it home again because all their friends and relatives are expecting the
Ben &
Jerry's. So, you know, you can't come home without your 3 pints.
Well, how many flavors of Ben & Jerry ice cream are there now?
Oh, we probably make about 30 to 35. And there's more in the scoop shops. You know, in packaged pints, there's maybe 30. But you can always find a few extra flavors in the scoop shops.
Any new flavor that you're going to debut anytime soon?
Actually, we just came out with one probably in the last week, or maybe it's just this week. It's peanut butter and jelly, and we're doing a project with Yahoo, the internet provider, to raise money for a project called NetDay, which helps hook up schools to the internet, and we're working with inner-city schools around the country.
Now, peanut butter and jelly, what do you got, vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, and what, grape jelly in there?
It's peanut butter ice cream with gobs of peanut butter and strawberry jelly.
Wow.
You know, we thought about the grape, but the strawberry, it just tasted better.
Who gets to taste all this stuff? I mean, are you guys the final decision on what gets the green light to go?
You know, Ben does a lot of tasting, but we actually have, you know, probably 4 or 5 people now that are just work on new flavors. I mean,
and test them
to be the best job in America.
Yeah. What does that pay? I'm willing to give up my job here to come up there.
I think you have to pay us if you want to.
Probably so.
What's the Grateful Dead connection and the whole Cherry Garcia thing?
You know, Ben, the way it came about was we first received an anonymous postcard from some people who said, hi, we're a couple of Deadheads, and we're also big Ben and Jerry's fans, and we think you ought to make a flavor called Cherry Garcia, because it'd be a real hoot for the fans, plus Dead paraphernalia always sells. And, you know, we, of course, knew that was right. So we worked on it for, actually almost a couple of years. We were first going to, you know, get in touch with the Grateful Dead officially to see if we could get permission. And then Ben ran into this person who is an editor from one of the Grateful Dead fan magazines and, you know, sort of asked around. And she said, well, let me have my people check with their people. And, excuse me, she got back to us and said, you know, if you ask official permission, you're going to talk to all these lawyers and stuff. Why don't you just go ahead and do it? And that's, of course, all we needed to hear. We came out with the flavor, sent some to Jerry Garcia, you know, heard back he really liked it. And then a couple weeks later, we heard from Jerry's lawyer saying that he thought they ought to get a piece of the action. And so they do get a piece of the action.
But not at first.
No. But, you know, as soon as they asked, we were happy to do it. I mean, who wants to get into some sort of disagreement with the Grateful Dead? Certainly not me.
I've got...
That's a great flavor, too.
See, I'm not a big fan of chunks of fruit in my ice cream. I like Ben and Jerry's stuff that have big chunks of nuts and chocolate. And
all right, Yul Gibbons.
I like that. Anything with like a roasted almond thrown in there is just fantastic. And speaking of that, Jerry,
yes.
I take it for whatever you want. And who knows, you may even have the flavor and I don't even know it. But I'm thinking one of the things that I loved as a kid when the ice cream truck would come by was the toasted almond ice cream on a stick.
Yeah.
And one time, not too long ago, I found an opportunity where I could still get those on a stick. And I had to put it down and go and tend to my kid, and it had melted in the bowl that I had put it in. And it became the vanilla ice cream and the toasted almond coating in the ice cream blended in there. It was delicious. And I'm thinking of a toasted almond with the toasted almond crust stuff mixed into the ice cream.
It sounds good.
And this
is the way many new flavors are created, just sort of by accident.
You could call that one Stan Scam.
Yeah. But
you know, if many of our flavors have been suggestions from customers. Chunky Monkey was, Chubby Hubby. And if you come up with a flavor that we end up using, you get free ice cream for a year.
No, can you? Now, jot that down then. Jerry, jot it down. The melted toasted almond all mixed into that vanilla ice cream.
You got a name for it?
Well, Haney just told you it was. It was called the Stan Scam.
I thought Haney was kidding.
Why not? It sounds good. It rhymes, and what the hell?
All right.
And he was hoping for something better, I think, is what he's saying.
Well, you guys, you can pay all these people up there to come up with something. Just throw our name into it, and tie it in there. And I bet you it'll be a big sell. I'd buy it.
You want your photo on the lid too?
You don't want my photo on the lid. You want to sell product. you want to sell product. Just keep your photo on there, and you do it that way.
I guess along the same lines as Cherry Garcia, you're doing the new generation, too, with fish food.
We got fish food. Have you tried it?
No, what?
No, I haven't had it yet.
Tell me about this. What's the deal with fish food?
Fish food, it's named after the band from Vermont.
Yeah.
And it's a milk chocolate ice cream with a very chewy marshmallow swirl, a somewhat wispy caramel swirl, and fish-shaped pieces of chocolate fudge.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm sorry, Jerry, but I'm going to have to get some ice cream when I leave here. I'm going to have to get a pint and sit there and eat that stuff because I'm craving it right now.
I'm going to have to get a pint, too, and then have some ice cream.
Beautiful.
You can't send any down to us, can you?
The phone lines are not currently accepting.
You know, is there any way to vacuum pack this stuff in dry ice and send it down because I'm starving?
You know, we ought to work on that.
Yeah, again, you got your people there, Jerry. You should be able to go and ship this stuff all over the place.
I got my people. What are they wasting their time doing when they could be shipping ice cream to you guys?
Right.
Exactly.
And creating Stan Scam. Jerry, it's been good talking to you.
Hey, my pleasure.
And send Ben our best, even though he didn't want to come on and say hi.
Love to.
All right.
Come on up and visit sometime.
We will, Jerry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.